Hello everyone, I'm Alison Aplin, and this is the February 2021 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Our readers today are Sam Elmhurst, Jane Evans, Tim Peters, and Neil Haverson. And David Clayton will be joining them as well. I hesitate to say Happy New Year, for reasons which we all understand, but my hope is that it will eventually become one. And that is the hope, too, of Let's Talk editors Angie Kennedy and Terry Redhead. Here's Neil to tell you that they are heading into the new year with great optimism.
It's over. 2020 is consigned to history. And what a story it will have to tell in years ahead. Like 1066, 1918, 1939 and 1945, it will be a date every scholar will retain in their heads, unfortunately for the wrong reasons. Of course, we are far from free of the COVID-19 pandemic. It continues to cause mayhem around the world. It continues to infect and kill so many people. But with vaccines looking likely to provide us all with a safer future, at least the long-term outlook is promising. The country seemed to give a collective sigh of relief when the first vaccines were approved by the regulators back in early December. Now, with 2021 here, we should all look forward with optimism. We have been through such anxiety, pain, fear, and in some cases grief during 2020. So many people have suffered themselves or seen loved ones badly affected. We all deserve a better future, freedom to go about our daily lives in the manner in which we had become accustomed before any of us had even heard of coronavirus. But we must also remember that we have learned about ourselves and others. We can manage without planning our lives around going out. We can manage on the goodness and kindness of others. We have got an amazing National Health Service, and just because it seems that during 2021 things are going to get better for the country's health overall, we must continue to thank all who work for it in our well-being. But more than anything, we should all learn and remember just how much we need our family and friends. Everyone missed that cuddle with parents, siblings, grandparents, grandchildren and their friends. Everyone missed sharing happy occasions like birthdays, christenings and weddings. Everyone hated the isolation from people who are part of us, something even technology like Zoom couldn't compensate for, despite all those welcome gatherings around the computer screen, even for quizzes. If anything, the situation should have made us more appreciative of things we all take for granted, and, of course, more appreciative of others, especially those large numbers of people who constantly did everything they could to help those who needed it, by running errands, collecting shopping, picking up prescriptions from doctors or chemists, or those who travel just to stand in relatives' or friends' gardens to make much-needed contact with someone they cared about so much. Perhaps by the summer, current new lockdown rules will begin to be relaxed and we can enjoy the wonderful surroundings we have in Norfolk and Suffolk. And let's all stay local and try to support local businesses as much as possible. Perhaps the virus will have taken severe beating by then. Perhaps we won't have to listen to those dreadful daily numbers of new cases, hospital admissions, and even worse. Perhaps by next Christmas we will all be able to plan our celebrations without giving the virus a second thought. Perhaps the government and politicians will celebrate too and make Christmas 2021 a full week of public holiday for us all to enjoy.
Well, hear, hear to that, Neil. Thank you.